An ethanol exec touts the benefits of biofuels today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Biofuels are the best way to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from the transport sector. So says Doug Bervin, Corporate Affairs VP for the ethanol producer POET. In a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action, Bervin says other countries are boosting biofuels use to reduce both their carbon intensity and their dependence on foreign oil.
If it were just up to the markets in the United States and there were no politics being played, I would guess that ethanol would be somewhere between 20 and 30% of the U.S. fuel market, and we'd also be optimizing engines to run on it. Ethanol is such a superior fuel to gasoline. When you build cars for it, it doesn't have a competition. But ethanol is a very, very efficient, powerful fuel, and we should be using more of it.
Bervin says critics are also wrong in asserting that ethanol diverts corn from feed or food use.
We have disproved that. The bioethanol industry from corn does not deplete the world of nutrition. It enhances the world of nutrition because it creates a market, and we don't consume the corn. We just use the starch, and all that protein, fiber, and oil go back into the markets that corn is grown for in the first place, which means there is more nutrition, not less nutrition.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.